Welcome to this Clinical Investigator Roundtable discussion on the use of CDK4/6 inhibitors in the management of ER-positive, HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. We gathered six clinical investigators, my co-chair, Dr. Sarah Tulaney, and Drs. Nilima Dendalori, Shom Goel, Erica Hamilton, Kamal Javari, and Ruth O'Regan for a day-long roundtable discussion. As part of this program, we also conducted a survey of 100 randomly selected U.S. community-based general medical oncologists to assess their current practices in this regard, and as expected, breast cancer plays an important part in clinical practice. The biologic subset that is the focus of this program, patients with ER-positive, HER2-negative disease, and more specifically metastatic disease, is a daily part of oncology practice, and in this rough estimate, amounts to perhaps 20% of patients in general medical oncology practice. To further enhance our view of the management of ER-positive metastatic disease, we asked on the survey about the last patient in their practice in whom they'd initiated treatment with a CDK4/6 inhibitor, CDKI I'll call it, and half of the physicians had done so in the past week, most of the others in the last month, emphasizing the ubiquitous need for these agents in oncology practice. More than 80% of these patients were postmenopausal, and few were under age 50, with the most prominent subset being women in their 50s. About one-third had never received endocrine therapy at all, and the rest had received treatment either in the adjuvant or metastatic setting or both. The first surprise of this survey is that there appears to be increasing usage of the more recently approved agents, abemaciclib and ribociclib, while in prior surveys, palbociclib was almost universally utilized because it was the only one available. Here we see 30% of patients starting with one of the other agents. In keeping with the known good tolerability of endocrine therapy in general, more than two-thirds of the patients receiving a CDKI required no management of side effects, and most of those with side effects did not require dose adjustment. In this first module, we begin with a discussion by Dr. Goel of the biology of the CDK4/6 pathway and the pharmacology of various CDK4/6 inhibitors.
When we talk about inhibiting the CDK4/6 pathway, I think we all know that we're talking about a drug that targets the cell cycle. Obviously, cancer is a disease of cellular division, which is dysregulated, and so it's very important to understand the processes that govern cell division in cancer. The cell cycle is broken up into four different stages: the G1 phase, the S phase, where the DNA is replicated, the G2 phase, and then the M phase, where the mitosis takes place. And each of these transitions from one phase to the next is governed by a specific cyclin and partner cyclin-dependent kinase. CDK4 and CDK6 specifically partner with cyclin D. There are three different cyclin Ds, and they're important in governing cellular transition from the G1 phase of the cell cycle to the S phase. So the main substrate of the CDK4/CDK6 enzymes is a tumor suppressor protein known as RB, or the retinoblastoma tumor suppressor. CDK4 and CDK6 act primarily by phosphorylating RB. When RB is phosphorylated, it moves away from the DNA, and this allows a family of transcription factors known as the E2F transcription factors to turn on the expression of a very wide range of genes, ultimately causing the cell to move from G1 to S.